Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Michigan Golf Podcast. Thanks for tuning back in. I had a bit of a realization this morning. I know my last pod I put out mentioned how my podcast isn't quite cool enough to go a week in between episodes and should probably put out content a little more frequently. And that was 10 days ago. So went from putting out a quick pod, kind of a what's in the bag, talked a little bit about the precursor to getting back out in competition at the city match play at Sunnybrook Country Club. And then life kind of got busy. I played in the event, obviously, so we'll touch on that this pod. But just the days kind of flew by and things kind of got away from me. But anyway, we're back and looking forward to it. So thanks for tuning back in. Let's jump to a quick ad and then we'll get back to the golf content. All right. Thanks for sticking it out through that ad real quick. But now that we're back, let's talk golf. So again, my name's Garrett Smith here with the Michigan Golf Podcast, and we're going to do a little bit of a recap this epi. Thinking back, I kind of went through the city match play. I know I talked a little bit about, again, it was quite some time ago, 10 plus days ago. So I'm trying to remember kind of where I left off and what we kind of talked about. But just to kind of double back a little bit further, obviously we struggled our way through the West Michigan Am, shot some kind of poor scores, ended up withdrawing from the Michigan Am qualifier, and to kind of give my psyche a break, a little bit of a breather there, and not feel the pressure of having to get back out and play high-level competitive golf. And then we teed up in the city match play at Sunnybrook, and let me tell you what, that was a ton of fun. It was a week ago now, but looking back on that event, Friday was a stroke play qualifier. I think I might have mentioned that. And not so much a qualifier, but just a stroke play round to seed and flight everybody for the match play portion over the weekend. So they went out and it was, I think there were like 78 of us or so, and we were playing, they broke it down into flights of 16. And so I ended up in the second flight after the stroke play event on Friday. And just to kind of quick go through that, shotgun start, it was super low pressure. I ended up starting on a par three, so which was kind of bittersweet. It was fun. Not very often you go out and you start a competitive round of golf and you've got a 9-iron in your hand, 155 yards, par three, 9-iron, and just kind of a pretty casual start. You don't have to worry about hitting the driver or hitting the fairway wood and trying to hit a fairway. It's just kind of flipping iron into the green, and I say that like it's casual and easy stuff, but I actually ended up missing the green into the greenside bunker and making bogey. So started off with a bogey there, ended up bogeying the next hole, which was seven, so I started on six. But long story short, we won't go through all the kind of nitty-gritty details, but I ended up shooting 78 in the stroke play round, and in all honesty, it was a fun 78. And the reason for that is I kind of obviously kind of talked through some of the struggles and some of the challenges I was working through in the prior event and the prior weeks, but it was fun to put a score down, 78, which is, obviously I want to shoot better than that in competition. I'm capable of shooting a better score than that, but it was almost comical because I went through that 18 holes at Sunnybrook and I hit three fairways and five greens in regulation. And so when you think about that, I mean, that was three of 14 fairways and five of 18 greens. It wasn't a pretty ball striking day for the most part. But what was nice is the misses weren't nearly as bad as they were a couple weeks prior at the ravines. And my short game showed up. It was a very, very good day to get the ball up and down. And Sunnybrook, if you've played there before, the greens are sharp. They're usually in really, really good shape. And they're a lot of fun to putt on. They were running at a pace that was very makeable, which was awesome because it's the downhillers, for the most part, you never really felt like they were going to get away from you. And the uphillers, you could hit with good authority. But it just, you're hitting, I mean, you guys know, when you get out there and you get on a golf course where greens aren't slow, greens aren't fast, they're at a great pace where you feel like you can pick a line and hit a confident putt and try and make it. And so that's what Sunnybrook was for the weekend, which was a ton of fun. Because I ended up making, obviously, when you're only hitting five greens in regulation, the hope is that you don't take too many putts. And I ended up with 25 putts for the day, which was awesome. I made a couple of really great saves. And part of the reason I'm pleased with the results of that stroke play round is because I had a couple of doubles in there. I kind of still chasing the double bogey blues a little bit. I had, what I have, two bogeys, three bogeys, two doubles, and one birdie. So I birdied one par five, which was fine. It was pretty casual. But just again, when you're only hitting five greens in regulation, you're not having a ton of birdie putts, and to obviously make one out of five isn't great, but it's enough. So it salvaged a 78 and put me in the second flight, which leads me to the next day. Which so the match play portion of this, again, I think I might have mentioned it before, but they put you into pods, so you're playing in your foursome, and you're doing the whole round robin thing. So you play a 9-hole match against everybody in your group. Each match is worth 1 point, and then whoever ends up with the most points at the end of the matches advances to Sunday, where you're playing 18-hole matches for the semifinals and then finals. And I had it was a ton of fun, and I kept stats again for the first 18 because I was kind of determined to go out and have a better ball striking day and hit more fairways, hit more greens. Even though it's match play and stats and strokes really don't matter a whole lot, I did keep stats and strokes. And over the first 18 holes, just to kind of talk a little bit about how that went for me, I ended up shooting 76 in the second or in the first 18 holes of the second day, which was a ton of fun. But again, just it was actually even worse. I ended up hitting two fairways and four greens. So I went from three and five to two and four. And so I thought, what the heck, dude? But thankfully, again, wedge and putter, because that's kind of what this game is all about. And I'm going to kind of touch on that for a second, because if you guys know, I mean, whether you're playing casual golf, competitive golf, short game's where it's at. You can realistically on any given golf course, assuming it's not overly penalizing, like Sunnybrook is not a penalizing golf course if you're wild off the tee. A lot of times, for the most part, 15 of the 18 holes there kind of run side by side. And don't get me wrong, there are trees and there are a few hazards, but if you're smart and if you're playing your misses and stuff like that, and playing to the wide parts of the landing areas, you can hit it all over the place for the most part and get away with it. So to go out and hit two fairways and four greens in regulation and shoot 76 was pretty fun. I made a ton of pars and just kind of, I did end up with, I think, one double, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and made two birdies, which was actually fun. That they were back to back, which was always fun to do. But one double, a couple bogeys, and then two birdies that time. But so yeah, I mean, work on your short game. That's where it's at. You want to shoot good scores even on your not good ball striking days. Work on your wedges and your putter. That's kind of, I know, like I was just at the range this morning, actually back out at Moss Ridge here, just north of where I live. And watching guys on the range, it's Father's Day, so kind of on a tangent, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. But fathers, sons, I mean, guys all over the range this morning. It was a busy day out at Moss Ridge. Lots of people getting out for that Father's Day 9 or 18. Well, the weather's nice. It was cool and comfortable this morning, which was fantastic after a pretty hot week. But you're watching guys and they're hitting driver. You just hear ping, ping, crack, ping, all like drivers, fairway woods, and the wedges are oftentimes left in the bag. And so I think if as amateur golfers, and whether you're playing competitively or not, if you were to dedicate the time to go out and just hit that 100-yard flag, hit that 85, 75, 65, those numbers right there, the ones that when you can be wild off the tee, put it back in play, and then give yourself a good chance at getting up and down to save par. It's huge. I mean, you're going to save countless strokes, and next thing you know, those rounds in the 90s are going to be in the 80s, and those rounds in the 80s are going to be in the 70s, and you're going to have a substantial opportunity to improve just by working on some of those touch and feel shots that you don't always get to practice on. And obviously putts. I mean, make more putts, shoot lower scores. So get out there on the practice greens, do that, especially the 5, 6 feet and in. If you can get comfortable and confident that you're going to make your putts from 3, 4, 5, 6 feet even, then you're going to all but eliminate two putts. I mean, you're going to, or three putts, I'm sorry. You're going to be able to get out there and have confidence that from no matter what distance you're at, you're either going to one putt or two putt, which is going to save your score. But this is match play, so we're going to talk about that. And My first match was against a guy who was actually a member there at Sunnybrook, so he's very familiar with the course, very comfortable on it, plays it obviously very regularly, being a member. But he's a hockey player and nursing a bit of a hand injury, so he kind of got off to a little bit of a tough start. And thankfully for me, it was kind of a smooth first nine match to just kind of go out there and par my way through. And I'm not gonna talk anything bad, because this guy, he's a great player, and to deal with the hand injury that he did and to hit the shots that he was hitting and be able to kind of manufacture a swing and a game for that day. It took him a little while to get warmed up, which was advantageous to me because I did end up getting through that first match with a win and getting a point. But we'll kind of talk more about him in a little bit, because he wasn't sure he was going to make it through the entire 27 holes that day, and he ended up making it through and playing quite well actually as the day went on. So anyway, I got through my first match, just kind of parred around and got my first point, then went on to my second match and ended up winning that one, I think 3-2 or something like that over the nine holes. And so at this point, I hadn't even been down in a match yet, which was pretty cool. I had pretty well gotten through every one of my matches ahead. And it wasn't until my third match where I ended up honestly kind of underestimating maybe my opponent a little bit, to some degree. 'Cause so at this point, I've got 2 points, and I think one other guy, two other guys in my group have 1 point, and then we've got one guy that's got no points in our pod. So right now, at worst, if I lose my match, we've got to go into a playoff. If I have it, then I advance to Sunday. And if I win, I also advance to Sunday, of course. And so my last match is against the oldest guy in our group. And just, he was no slouch. So I tell you what, he was a very good player. And he hit the ball a lot further than I would have expected. And just kind of, I mean, if you guys play golf and you guys see some of the guys out there that are retired and they love the game, and so they play and they get out pretty regularly still. They bop it around, they keep the ball in play, they don't make many mistakes, and with a good short game, they shoot good scores. And so anyway, this guy, he had won his first match. Yeah, he won his first match, lost his second match, which happened to be to the hockey player with the hand injury. He ended up losing to him. And then so now we're going head to head for the final match. And this guy comes out and he hadn't made a birdie all day at this point, just very steady pars and bogeys. But we get to this third match and I'm ready to kind of cruise, not cruise the house, but at least just comfortably finish the 27 holes. And this guy birdies 3 of the first 5 holes to my 5 straight pars. So I'm 3 down through 5 at this point. Even par for the 9. And 3 down in the match, and it was extremely unexpected. And so with 4 holes, 3 down with 4 holes to go, I end up birdying the 6th. And let me think back to how the next hole went. The next hole, I ended up squeaking out another one because it was a par 3. This is one of the holes that was across the road. Is it 10, 11, 12, 13? So 13. Pin was back right, pond is to the right, and I end up getting aggressive and going at it and knocking it onto that back right corner, and my opponent ends up hitting in the water. So I win 2 holes in a row, so now I'm 1 down with 2 to go, and we're going to this dreaded 14th hole, which if you remember in the previous pod, I think I mentioned 12, 13, and 14 are kind of the wonky holes there at Sunnybrook, where you go under the road and you've got this par 4 that's a crazy dogleg left up the hill that you don't really hit driver on, but then the green's all crazy. And then they've got a par 3 that plays longer than it is, with a pond that is in play for 90% of the hole locations, and a green that is ridiculously undulating from back left to front right towards the pond. And then 14 is a par 4 that is long but doesn't play super long because the second shot is so significantly downhill. Like in one of the rounds, in one of my loops prior to this match on 14, I hit an 8 iron from 195 yards, because it's just kind of one of those, just throw it up in the air and then just kind of let it ride down the hill. And so it's just kind of a unique hole. And long story short, we both just kind of botched our way around that hole, and I had an opportunity to win the hole, and then this guy, my opponent, ends up making probably, gosh, what did he make? I'm looking at a 5 footer for bogey at this point. We both just kind of hacked it around. He ends up making a really, really difficult, probably 15, 18 footer, a kind of across, just significant break, and makes his putt for bogey. And I'm thinking he's two putting at best, because again, this is a tricky, tricky green. So I'm thinking he's in with double. I just got to knock in this 5 footer. I've been putting well all day, all weekend. He ends up making his. I end up missing mine. And not for a lack of a good putt. It just, I played the ball outside the hole and it just didn't break. And that's fine. But he ends up winning his match. So now it's 2-2-2. So I got this guy, this older guy at 2 points. I got the hockey player at 2 points. And I got myself at 2 points. And so we're going to a playoff to see who advances to Sunday. And the first hole at Sunnybrook is a par five, and it's not a very long par five. And so I'm thinking, all right, cool, let's go there and let's do this. Just, it's stroke play at this point now. Winner advances, losers go home. So I hit a 3 wood off the tee, because that's what I do on this first hole at Sunnybrook. It's just kind of my comfort, because if you miss it too far right and too far up, there's long grass. And then if you miss it too far left and too far up, there's a tree that blocks your second shot. So I hit 3 wood and hit it into the right rough. And at this point, I've still only got a 5 iron into the green. So it's not, like I said, not a long par five. So 3 wood, 5 iron. I hit it into the greenside bunker. The older gentleman in our group, he ends up in the greenside bunker in 2 as well, but takes a couple to get out. So he ends up picking up. And part of the reason for that is because the hockey player in my group ends up hitting driver off the tee into the left rough, where I'm thinking this tree has got him blocked out. But he's so far up that he's probably got like an 8 iron into the green, and hits it over the tree to, I kid you not, like 4 feet, 5 feet tops. And so this dude's got 4 or 5 feet for eagle. I'm in the greenside bunker. I end up getting up and down to make birdie and doing everything I can to kind of force his hand. But like I said, he was a good golfer. He's a good player. Knocks in the eagle putt, and he's off to Sunday. So long story short, I did not advance to the 18-hole matches and have yet to do so through the pod play in the city match play. For some reason, I've played the last 3 years, and by some ungodly way, all 3 years, I end up in a playoff to advance to the next day. And I'll never forget the first year we went 3 holes until the guy I played with almost aced the par three third and tapped in for birdie to advance. Last year, it was the second hole, and that's a par four, and I hooked it into the hazard and kind of botched that hole to not advance. And then this year, I lose to an eagle on one. And so you never like to lose, and that's never fun, but it was a fun match, fun round. And if I'm gonna lose to a guy who's gonna advance, I mean, I'd love to see him make eagle on one. So that was killer. And what was even more cool was I followed him on Sunday just online, and he ended up winning our flight. He ended up going the distance and winning the whole bracket for our flight, which was awesome. So mad props to him. Congrats. That was pretty awesome to see. And then that kind of left me with what's next, you know, kind of getting through this event at Sunnybrook. And then all of a sudden, due to kind of still COVID-19 residual stuff, I don't have another potential tournament until the middle of July. The Kent County Amateur is held at Kauffman, my home course, for all intents and purposes. And so I'll play in that. That'll be middle of July, and then I've got the Michigan Open qualifier, which is on the 20th over at Country Club of Lansing. So I'll be super pumped for that. But now it's kind of been, what am I going to fill my time with, and how am I going to stay sharp or get sharper for those events? And so what I ended up doing, this is kind of cool, and we'll touch on this in another pod this week. I won't wait another 10 days for this one, because it won't be beneficial. But I'm going to play in an event on the Mitten Golf Tour, which I've never played in before. And I've been kind of following them on social media since they came in and started their circuit here. And it's pretty neat. It's going to be a They host two-person team events, so a lot of times either best ball or scramble, and just different formats. And so I'm looking forward to getting out there and playing in a two-person team event with them. They're playing here at the Meadows at Grand Valley State University, and so it's kind of a no-brainer. So I actually grabbed my boss of all people, who is a good player and a good friend. We've known each other now, worked together for 4 years, and he's a 3 handicap maybe. So good competitive player. Used to play competitively, now just plays in league. And but he's a member out at Sunnybrook as well. And so we're gonna get out together. We usually play a couple times a year. And looking forward to this because the Meadows is a ton of fun. It's a challenging golf course, and this event is gonna be a two-man scramble at the Meadows. So my first Mitten Golf Tour experience, playing with my boss, going to the Meadows, a place that I've played for years and years and years growing up, as has he. And we get to play in a scramble. So it's going to be a ton of fun. And that's a week from today. So next weekend, Sunday. And then I'm going to end up doing a kind of a belated Father's Day deal. My parents, my dad is up north at our family place. He's visiting my grandparents on my mom's side. So him and my mom are up at Bear Lake, just north of Manistee, where I was last weekend or 2 weekends ago for her 90th birthday. They're up there this weekend. So next weekend, we're going to go back up there together, my dad, my brother, and I, and we're going to play Bear Lake County Highlands, which is a course. I'll put a pot out on that one because this has got an incredible backstory. Because honestly, this is kind of where I learned to play the game. Back in the day, junior membership used to be $150. And so my grandpa would get me a junior membership up there. And this was back when I was in middle school and into high school, and we would go up every weekend, and that's all I'd do. I'd go up on the weekend, we'd drive up Friday after school, and I'd get up and go play golf Saturday morning, usually break for lunch, maybe go back Saturday evening and play either another 9 or so, and then do the same thing Sunday morning, and then head home after that. And it was just a beautiful spot. The cottage is right on the lake, and the golf course is beautiful, and I have a lot of won the junior club championship there. Gosh, I can't even remember the year. It's been so long. But I haven't played there in a long time. So looking forward to getting out there and doing that next Saturday. So haven't had the clubs in my hands much since Sunnybrook. Just a little bit of practice here and there. Kind of doing some garden stuff around the house. Keeping things sharp doing that. And then hitting the putting green mostly. I think I hit balls once prior to today, and then just working on the short game because, kind of like I said, that's where scores are shot and where you're going to improve the most. So every once in a while, kind of when I have poor ball striking times, I like to just take a step back because a lot of times it's just strange movements and strange feels that creep into my motions. So a lot of times I'll find if I kind of put the clubs up for a minute and kind of give my body an opportunity to reset, I'll focus more on my fitness and either yoga or the lifting program I do. And we can touch on that in another pod as well. If we've got some fitness enthusiasts out there and they're looking for things to do that benefit the golf swing. I'm not into physical therapy or physical personal training, anything like that, but I do enough to know enough, at least for myself. So I'm happy to share kind of what I do and how it benefits me, and then kind of let you guys go from there. But well, that's kind of a lot of future forecasting there. We're kind of going off on tangents here. So to wrap up this pod, thanks again for tuning in. Love having you guys out there listening. We've gotten a couple of messages on Instagram, so huge shout out to you guys. And I'm gonna hopefully actually had a really cool message from a guy over here in Portland, Michigan, and at a course called Willowwood. And so I played there a couple years ago in a big money kind of cash scramble. Let's see if I can enunciate. And so I played there once and I'd never heard of it. Awesome golf course. So he invited me to come out and play with him and his son who works out at Willowwood. And so I'm hoping to be able to take him up on that this summer and get out there with him and his son and put out a pot on Willowwood, because like I said, super cool golf course. In my opinion, underrated, I mean, great golf course for the money. It's, if I remember right, the rates are very, very reasonable, and it's just a fun track. Not a long track, but it's got a lot of character and it's a ton of fun. So we'll get out there and profile that as well, hopefully this summer. But again, thanks for tuning in. We'll get back to, I know it's been a lot of competition talk and talking kind of what I've got going in the competitive world here in West Michigan, but we'll get back to profiling some courses coming up. I'm gonna have some pretty cool opportunities to play some cool places, and so we're gonna share that with you guys as well. Now that we're in peak golf season, courses are busy, summertime is popping here in Michigan, so people are looking to get out and golf, and happy to share more about what Michigan Golf has to offer with you guys. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch up with you guys soon.